Hi, I'm Genevieve Dicing with Quality. I'd like to introduce you to Don Elmore, Chief Software Architect at DataNet Quality Systems. Don is the inventor of a patent-pending methodology that enables quality practitioners, using statistical process control, to identify process improvements that will lower manufacturing costs. How does traditional SPC help manufacturers analyze and reduce their production costs?
Well, when practitioners think of SPC, they immediately think control charts. Now, control charts typically answer the question, am I doing what I want to be doing? Am I making what I think I'm making? Traditional SPC delivers different summary values such as CPK, which most practitioners readily understand the meaning of a CPK, but CPK doesn't really speak to a business executive because it doesn't map directly to cost savings that are possible in a process. There's only an indirect link between CPK and process cost reduction potential. Yet executives today are asking practitioners to lower production costs, and it's difficult for either of those two parties to translate CPK into production cost measures that mean anything. And primarily this is because CPK, PPK just give insufficient visibility into production costs with which to justify process improvement investments.
So how do quality professionals translate statistical improvement into cost savings?
Historically, anytime the question of cost comes into the picture, the go-to tool is the Taguchi loss method. The Taguchi loss method is a model that was originally created to assist in modeling production costs at the design and really early production phases of manufacturing. When you try and apply it to production, however, it suffers from several weaknesses based on the assumptions of the method. The method assumes that all of your manufacturing data is normally distributed, and there are many well-known production processes where that is wrong. The method assumes that the lowest production cost will be achieved at your target, which traditionally is halfway between your upper and lower spec limits. And it assumes that your production costs increase quadratically as you move away from that target. The reality is all of these assumptions in one way or another often break down in practice once you're in production. So the method itself is limited by these things, and the method, in addition, doesn't provide any guidance as to how to improve costs, how to lower costs of manufacturing. There's no direct outputs from the Taguchi loss method. A simple example is the optimal fill problem. Suppose you're a beverage manufacturer. Every ounce or gram of product that you put into a bottle that's going out the door that's over the stated weight is product giveaway. You can't legally charge customers for it. It's just a cost of your process. Well, how on earth can you apply the Taguchi loss method to find out what set point you should use on your filling machine to minimize your costs with, at the same time, minimizing your exposure to fines, market backlash, and things like this? And the answer is, you can't. The method doesn't help you.
I understand that you have filed a patent on a new methodology to address these issues. Can you explain how you analyze production costs?
Recognizing that the Taguchi loss method was limited by these assumptions that we talked about, we developed a new analysis tool based on real manufacturing costs and real production data. What I'm referring to, of course, is the WinSPC Cost Inspector. This tool statistically correlates manufacturing costs with actual production data in order to find the optimal or the lowest cost set point for any given process. The model accounts for variable costs, for fixed costs, for incidental costs like scrap, rework, disposal, etc. It's key to note that it does not use any assumptions of either what your data looks like or the costs associated with your process. It looks at your actual production data and gives you the opportunity to specify actual cost parameters that affect the outcomes. So using the Cost Inspector, practitioners can quickly identify savings that they might enjoy from simply shifting their process. Many filling operations are only constrained on the bottom end of their range. They're not allowed to put less than a certain amount of product in a finished good, but you can put as much in as you want. An example of using the Cost Inspector for this type of problem, we did a demo for a powdered aerosol manufacturer using some of their production data. It took only seconds for the Cost Inspector to identify a simple process shift that would eliminate millions of dollars in excess product giveaway, and it wouldn't violate any of their manufacturing policy constraints nor reduce the product quality in any way. That's not the only type. The optimal fill problem is not the only type of problem that the Cost Inspector can address. A common problem that comes up is variability reduction. Variability reduction generally means someone has to buy a new piece of equipment, one that's more capable, can hold tighter tolerances. Well, how do you justify that? The question is a reduction in variability always warranted? Will the cost reductions outweigh the investment in that new piece of equipment? The beauty of the Cost Inspector is you can produce reports very quickly, either based on what-if analysis or actual production data, that will demonstrate in dollars and cents what these potential savings are. Reports that the business executives, that the quality managers report to, easily understand, and it's in terms that they like to talk about, which is dollars and cents.